Apartment people, my name is Dave, and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin, it's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease, and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage. River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.
Well, Blipper, this is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, Strong and Powerful Dr. Jay Shaw. Jay, are you ready to do this?
Sounds great. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Excited to have you on. Let's go. Dr. Jay is Chief Medical Officer with Actia, their cuffless blood pressure device and software platform, changing how we diagnose, treat, and manage hypertension. Jay, excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Thanks very much. I'm a father, I've got two children. We are moving to Boston and excited about that. I am a cardiologist by training. I've been practiced for over 15 years. I trained at Massachusetts General Hospital. There's the Boston connection, and did my cardiology training in St. Louis at Washington University. And then I started my own practice from scratch in Portland, Oregon, and ran that for 7 years. And then about 4 years ago, got an opportunity to join the Mayo Clinic, which I did in their Arizona practice, and started their clinic for complex thoracic aortic diseases. And after about 12 years or so in practice, I started, you know, really wondering, you know, where I could have maybe a different way to take that clinical expertise and have a broader impact on people at large, and rather than just one patient at a time. And that led me on sort of a process of discovery and eventually to this company, Actia, where I have been the chief medical officer for now almost 2 years. Well, that's kind of my background in a nutshell.
I love it. Nice. And did you grow up in Boston, Jay?
I grew up in St. Louis. I'm a Midwestern kid, but I did my college in the Midwest and medical school, but I ended up in Boston for a residency, and that's where I met my wife. And so that's our ties to the Northeast, and she's from the Northeast as well.
Got it. Okay. Well, you got the Pacific Northwest, you got the Southwest. And
I know, I've covered most of the country.
Yeah. I think that's awesome. So I don't know what is... How do you spend your time as a chief medical officer now versus I sort of understood what you were doing with the Mayo?
Right. Yeah. So instead of, for 15 years, I've been in clinic, in the hospital, seeing patients one at a time. And as chief medical officer, it's kind of an interesting role. I find it super interesting is that the company as a whole, and we'll talk about what our sort of overall mission is to really optimize and help people control hypertension, which is the world's most common chronic disease and the most common modifiable cause of death in the world. But in this role, I kind of work in across multiple functions, and I get to work in the research and development phase of the company, the regulatory phase of the part of the company, the product development, and as well, the commercialization or business development of bringing the product to market. So across all these different functions of the company, I serve as the primary medical voice, clinical voice, and sort of really help the company kind of maintain focus on the end customer, which is going to be me, you, anyone, patients really. And so it's really critical that we have the medical perspective and point of view.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's very cool. And I imagine that you're a curious person and obviously an intelligent person. So to get to just take on a new challenge is, that certainly makes sense to me.
Yeah, thanks very much. No, it has been a great shift, I guess, in my career. It's vastly different from what I've been used to doing, but I'm learning a ton and I really enjoy the people I'm working with and the team. So I couldn't be happier.
Nice. So hypertension, you said it was the most common chronic disease and also the most influenceable. I think something along those lines. Tell me more about hypertension.
Yeah, so hypertension, most people are aware of what hypertension is. It's high blood pressure, right? Hypertension, high blood pressure. People are kind of very aware of that problem, but may not be aware of how serious it is and how widespread. So it's 1.4 billion people in the world have hypertension. 130 million Americans have hypertension. It is by far the most common modifiable cause of death in the world per the WHO. So it's an extremely common problem, and almost everyone has heard of it. Everyone sort of probably has some sense that high blood pressure is bad and it can affect your heart and these kind of things. But it's often not talked about or even by the medical community with sort of an urgency or a real push that it needs, that we need to do something about it other than, you know, control it, get it under control at some point. It's a risk factor. So it sort of, it breeds a level of complacency, I think, among many people. But the truth is that it is so fundamentally important to so many different organ systems, and it is the primary input into the main causes of death and disease in the world, which namely heart disease, stroke, even has a significant influence over cognitive impairment and dementia, kidney disease, aortic aneurysms, reproductive health, on and on. It has tremendous secondary effects. So, you know, I think it's sometimes sort of under the radar. And on top of that, even though it's so common, people, you don't feel it. There are no symptoms with high blood pressure. So it doesn't give people the same sort of urgency or annoyance as your knee or your hip or your back or some other physical symptom that reminds you every day, hey, there's some problem here. There is nothing like that in high blood pressure. And it can exist, and it often does, for decades, causing its damage without anyone ever knowing about it.
Crazy. 1.4 billion people, 130 million Americans, and that we're mildly complacent about it. I think it's kind of wild when you think about it.
Yeah.
So when I think, I don't know much about high blood pressure. I guess I'm fortunate that I'm not one of those people, and hopefully I never will be. What is really happening? Does that mean that
Yeah.
Instead of me trying to describe it, I'll just ask.
No, and I think that sometimes the statistics and the commonality of the problem in actually make the complacency worse, because everyone just sort of assumes that, okay, it's out there. I may get it, but if I do, so many people have it, I'm sure they're all fine. And even if, you know, you don't have it or I don't get it, hopefully, one in two people over the age of 65 will. So even if you don't, chances are one of your loved ones, your mom, dad, brothers, sisters, spouse, somebody's going to get it that you know. And or even if you don't know that they necessarily have high blood pressure, they'll get something else. They'll have dementia. They'll have cognitive, they'll have a stroke. They have a heart attack. All of those things largely are driven in part by high blood pressure. So how does it actually cause these problems? Well, hypertension or high blood pressure by itself is a disease of the vessels of the body where you get higher pressure in all the arteries of your body. You can't feel it. There are no nerve endings on the inside of your arteries, but the pressure is there, and it's higher overall over the long period of time, decades over time. And your underlying organs, your brain, your eyes, your heart, your kidneys are all exposed over time to this higher than normal pressure. And they're not designed for that. They're not designed to withstand that higher pressure of blood coming into those vessels. So over time, that higher pressure leads to chronic damage of the tiny, tiny vessels that no one can see in your brain, your heart, your eyes, your kidneys, etc. And therefore, it leads to problems like stroke, aneurysms, dementia, vision loss, kidney failure, heart attack, arrhythmias, aortic aneurysms, one after another after another. So that's how it causes its problems. And it does it silently, it does it slowly, and it does it over a long period of time.
All right. So enter Actia. How Tell us what you're actually doing.
Sure. So Actea was founded by two Swiss biomedical engineers, and they were really are really experts at optical signal processing. So the novel technology at the heart of Actea is their invention of being able to, with an optical, with an LED light and an optical signal worn on with a device on the wrist, they're able to capture these optical signals of blood flowing through the capillaries of your, the small vessels of your skin, analyze those signals and deliver back accurately blood pressure and a heart rate. And they do, and it does it without you knowing that it's taking measurements, and it does it consistently and continually over time. So think about 25 to 30 readings a day, a couple hundred a week, 800 to 1,000 a month, and you don't have to do anything. You don't have to sit in a position. You don't have to, you know, be very still. You can just live your life, and it'll track and monitor and track and measure your blood pressure routinely over time. And that's one of the aspects of blood pressure that is sort of, there's a fallacy because of the traditional cuffs that everyone's pretty well aware of how to take a blood. You get one measurement at one point in time, but you don't really know what's happening the rest of the time. And that's one of the keys of blood pressure is that it's continuously changing. So even if you get one measurement and it looks good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
You could still, for 23 hours a day and more, have out of range, you know, blood pressure that's out of an optimal range. So taking many frequent measurements over time is the only realistic way to really have a full picture of your blood pressure. And then around that innovative technology, the software around it starts to help people individualize their understanding of their blood pressure pattern and what can they do to improve it, empowering them and really putting them in control of a chronic disease where they, where people, individuals, patients, are the ones who are the most, the ones who need to take charge the most, because physicians, you know, medical practitioners will see people once a year, once every 6 months, 15, 20 minutes, but the large, you know, the vast amount of time, majority of time, 364 days, 23 hours and 45 minutes. You know, that's, it's really up to the patient to really take charge of their own health. And the software is designed to help them do that. And it's all about patient empowerment.
Well, I love it. Amen to that. And it makes sense. I've never thought about it. You know, you go and you sit down in the doctor's office, it puts that cuff on you, it gets tight, it gives you the reading. Like, I have no idea what's going on, what's kind of good or bad. Do I have a resting blood pressure and then it goes up and down, or is it not like my heart rate at all?
It's not similar to your heart rate, although there is a sort of fluctuation to it, but there's a fluctuation when you're resting versus when you're exercising versus when you recover from exercise. But there's also fluctuations between morning, afternoon, evening, nighttime, sleep, waking up. And so there's a complex pattern. It's not just like a heart rate of like resting, you know, not resting. It's not like that. So there's a complex pattern that really is unknown to most people, because who really takes their blood pressure every 10 minutes for 24 hours or weeks at a time to really understand what that pattern is? We don't do that. It's not possible with vast majority of things. And so this is for the first time we're able to compile a data set for each individual where we get this highly complex data set that where we can start to discover the signals and insights that are hidden in those patterns.
So interventions, I my guess is that if I am overweight, if I have, so my physical composition probably has something to do with my blood pressure, but then also if I'm in a stressful environment and then I can look and see, oh my gosh, look at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, my blood pressure was really, really high. What was going on then?
The first thing to kind of understand about, you know, interventions is to understand that blood pressure, as we talked about, really does its damage over time. So what is important? Our perspective at Actea, and really physiologically, it makes sense that one reading at one time or 1 hour a day of one, you know, specific day actually means very little. In the long run, what you really care about are weeks, months, years of patterns and trends. And so really that's sort of the lens we should be looking at and thinking about blood pressure. But to your point of, okay, so let's say somebody's blood pressure over a longer period of time is high, and what do they do about it? Well, one of the things that we, and you mentioned a few that are right, and almost all of us could rattle off a few common things that, what do you do when your blood pressure is high? Oh, well, you probably should exercise more, you probably should lose weight, reduce sodium, reduce alcohol, stop smoking. The common things that almost everyone could probably think of. What we don't know is how does a specific intervention affect a specific individual? So how do I know, George, whether you personally would benefit from sodium reduction? As a clinician, I have no idea. So we make the same recommendation to every single person who has high blood pressure, irrespective of that person and that individual. And we know, just as an example, salt reduction, okay? Everyone thinks about that. It's very difficult to do. And everyone, all physicians and healthcare providers recommend sodium reduction to people who are hypertensive. But only 50% of hypertensive people are salt sensitive, meaning that only half of the people who, even if they actually tried sodium reduction, would actually have a significant response in their blood pressure. For the other half, it's kind of a waste of time. And we have no idea who's who. So one of the aspects of our software that we're designing is, again, around this innovative technology, is to figure out who responds to which intervention and how good is that intervention for that one person. So, for example, if we do dry January, some people, lack of alcohol makes very little difference with their blood pressure. Others, it might make a significant difference. We don't really know who's which. But with our technology and the software that we build around it, we can start to identify those individual patterns and start to personalize the recommendations for the first time, really, in hypertension.
I think I think it's exciting and pretty incredible. So how is it going so far?
It's going well. It's going really well. You know, we are in the European market, so we have approval. We've been in the European market for 2 years. We have over 40,000 users. We have a number of hospitals and clinics that are now deploying the technology across their patient populations. So that part's going really well. We are working to get it to the U.S. market. And obviously, it's a regulated medical device, so that has to go through the FDA. So it's a long and arduous process, but we're confident that we'll get through at some point. So there are certainly challenges in regulated medical device, you know, the world, but what we have demonstrated is that for the users who have tried it in the markets we are in, there's significant interest and traction. So, you know, we'll continue to refine our product and make sure that we obviously listen to patients and to healthcare providers and to really build it for them, because in the end, that's why we're here.
Well, Jay, thank you so much for your work and thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you and where can they learn more about Actea?
Well, thanks for having me on. You can go to our website at any time, www.actea.com, A-K-T-I-I-A.com. All our social media sites are at Actea Global. you can certainly find me on LinkedIn as well. And yeah, and you can sign up on the website, especially in the US, there's a email list for all, if you're interested for, to get updates as we get closer to the US market and just updates in general.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Dr. J your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to aktia.com. It's aktia.com. You can find them on social media at Aktia Global. And then find Dr. J Shah, J-A-Y-S-H-A-H, on LinkedIn. And if this is of interest to you, if you're somebody who is suffering from hypertension or dealing with it, or you have a loved one, absolutely get on that distribution list that Jay was talking about and stay up to date for when it is approved and launches here stateside. Thanks again, Jay.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.